So our practice here, if you can even call it that, it's life, living, life is doing it, is presence. It begins with being attentive to silence, both here and outside that dimension. Tonight in your room, doesn't matter how long you can be aware of it. You're aware of it, you lose it, you look at the TV screen and say, I wonder what's going on, and then you're back again, present. And then you look at something else, that's fine. In, out. And our practice, of course, is to work with the present moment as much as possible. You can go back to your normal existence when you go home. You can pass my dilemma. Simplify your life while you're here and pay more attention to whatever this moment presents than past and future. Just this. There's always just this. Just this. To be able to do that, alertness is required. Without the alertness, you cannot have just this. You'll be the past, future. Past, future is the sleep, dreamlike state of being identified with thought. And then there's you wake up. So you wake up twice. You wake up in the morning. And many times during the day, you wake up out of the stream of thinking. And the ability arises more and more to perceive without the interference of thought. Thought is there when you need it. Don't need to be concerned about that. When you need it, it'll still be there. In fact, it'll be much more powerful when it's truly needed for whatever purpose it is. When you are not overpowered by thought, you can use thought for certain purposes. And inspired thinking will happen more and more, because inspired any new thought, a new form, a new insight, a new realization, can only come if you access the state of no thought. Out of that spacious stillness comes the new So life is always this moment. It's never not this moment. And so that, instead of having that as an abstract truth, yeah, I know that life is always now, and so what's next? So when it's an abstract truth, you say, okay, I've done that. There's only the now. Okay, exam question one. Is there only the now, or is there's only the now? Okay. So not as an abstract, as a living truth or realization. Wow, this is actually the fullness of it. This is life. This moment is the fullness of life. No matter what form it takes, because the fullness is the fullness that is there when who you are is no longer obscured by thought forms. The little limited me. So our practice is as I sometimes put it, becoming friendly with what is. whatever form this moment takes. Okay. Okay. What does that do inside you? It frees you from the form that this moment takes. If you react to the form that this moment takes, another form is created in you as a thought or an emotion that strengthens your being lost in form. And that's why the ego likes to react, because the ego is the form me. If you do not react, respond is a different matter to whatever is needed in this moment. But your habitual state becomes allowing whatever form this moment takes to be. Then, if action is needed, it comes out of that state of intelligence, which is allowing the now to be, allowing life to be, becoming one with life, which is now, can only be now, one with life. Then life lives through you. And life is intelligent. So when you do not resist the form that this moment takes, but you allow whatever form this moment takes, as the temperature in your room, or the stain on the carpet, or even forms that before you would have complained about. It is, you can't dispute the fact that it is right now, so if it needs to be changed, it can be changed, you talk to someone, but even then there's an inner allowing of right now it is, maybe I can talk to somebody and we can change it, repair the heater if there's no heat. But all right now, that's it. Okay. In the most powerful spiritual practice is that in the allowing, you do not strengthen your own form anymore. That's why the ego doesn't like that. And what arises is the timeless and formless essence of who you are. That's why surrender is so powerful. Surrender to life. Where is life? Here, now. To the ego, that looks like weakness, and yet that is true power, intelligence, aliveness, and more. In many ways you can speak of it.